Okay, I keep doing this thing where, like, I forget to unclick shuffle every time I come into the studio, and I keep spoiling songs. So, I'm sorry. But I'm back on track now. And I would like to welcome you all to the inaugural episode of Doopy Time. Woo! I'm your host, DJ River, bringing you the dope on dope and the doopies for the next hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. How are we all doing tonight? Personally, I'm doing pretty good. Tuesdays are, like, kind of busy for me. I have 3 classes, and then I also had a meeting with the person who is running my internship, who also happens to be my best friend from high school. So that's fun. And yeah, I should probably talk about the doopy of the day, because if you're not aware, doopy is a word that means whatever you want it to mean, and doopy time, therefore, by definition, is all the time. So how do we define doopy in this particular moment in time? Well, today, doopy is a noun, and it means the 10 most popular or successful things in a group of similar things, or the 10 things that someone likes best. So, this episode, we are doing a top 10. I went on to last.fm, and I calculated my top 10 tracks from the summer that I listened to the most, and that's gonna be the set, basically counting down all the way from 10 to number 1. Where is Did you hear that? I have a soundboard, or I tried to make one. I don't know if I was, like, terribly successful. I mean, that sounds legit. I need more sounds to add to my soundboard, but so far I have this, which you heard earlier at the end of the intro. We also have
So Delicious
from Fergie's Fergalicious. We also have this one.
What'd you do, pee your pants?
I don't know. You never know when that one could come in handy. And also, when someone says something that I consider to be like a fail, or like an L, I think is what the kids are using these days, I have this to play. So, yeah, that's what we're going to be rocking with tonight on Doopy Time. Let's talk about number 10 on the Doopy Time top 10. Number 10, we have a song called For Now by Lutalo. I actually listened to this song a lot, like, in the latter half of the summer. I think it's just a really good song, because I was, like, waking up early for parts of the summer, and it was a really nice, like, calming song to listen to on my commute. Yeah, fans of the program probably will already know all of these songs that I'm about to play, but, you know, it's nice to, like, revisit things every once in a while, just to see, like, how they're doing, what they're up to. But yeah, anyway, I won't talk any longer. This is For Now by Lutalo. See you guys in a bit.
Stand.
born to fly. Only say my name if you wanna be my friend. Bloody caves I've met and they say the same. Shit, my mama let those voices make her.
Pull. to mention. Forgetting who God is, don't you know?
Yeah.
All right, you just got done listening to Ella by Ellis Regina. That was number 8 on the Doopy Time top 10. And then Rolling Through the Hood by Kellis was number 9 on the Doopy Time top 10. If you're just now tuning in, welcome to Doopy Time. I'm your host, DJ River, and I am counting down the top 10 songs from my summer. So, yeah, maybe I want to talk a little bit about these songs that I just played. Kellis, I just went through a really big produced by the Neptunes kick. So just a lot of like early 2000s R&B, new jack swing, that kind of genre. And that's one of the songs that he produced off of her 2003 album Tasty. And then I honestly don't know where I found that Ellis Regina song, but it's so beautiful. It's just so, it's like languid, but it like takes its time, but it's just, it flows over you like a babbling brook. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. What was going on this summer for me? Looking back, doing this, making this set, I was looking back and realizing like, wow, I really like had like a couple like definitive like trends in terms of like what I listened to this summer, or like what I listened to the most this summer. For example, you're gonna see a lot more of like that Kellis type of music. So like expect a bit more R&B. Definitely a lot of like kind of like down tempo chiller songs, and I think that was definitely more like a back half of the summer, because I made like a playlist that a couple of these songs are on, that was just very like pleasant chill music to listen to on my commute. Okay, let's see how much time. Oh, I should talk about the next song. The next trend that you are about to see a lot of on this set is K-pop, specifically in this block. And to start us off, we have a song by an older group, actually not a group that you might think of immediately when I say K-pop. This group is called SES, and they released this track in 2002. Under SM Entertainment. And so now we're going to hear this song called Soul to Soul, not related to the city. Okay, let's get into it, shall we?
Do you know if you're gonna upset?
Alright, you just got done listening to Ditto by New Jeans. Number, I believe that is... I can't count suddenly. I think that's number... Wait. Yeah, it's number 5. Okay. I thought I was bugging for a second. Yeah, that was number 5 on the Doobie Time Top 10. So we're halfway done. Number 6 was Jessica Jalbert's Lack of a Lake. And number 7, of course, was SES's Soul to Soul. Jessica, let me talk about New Jeans, because they are very quickly becoming one of my most listened to artists this year. I truly don't think they've ever put out a bad song, which... it's pretty impressive, but also when you think about how big their discography is, you know, there's not that much room for slip-ups or mistakes, and you know, I think they do a really good job of putting out good music. Shout out Erica DeCassier, who produced like almost all the songs on their new EP. Get Up, I think is what it's called. Anyway, Jessica Jalbert's Lack of a Lake. That was also, that was a late addition, I would say, to the Doopy Time Top 10. I didn't really get into that track until like the last month, maybe, of the summer. But I don't know. It just sounds good. I don't know what to say. Yeah, it is now time for my court-mandated PSA, and I am going to actually try to play it on Rivendell. Let me see if I can do this. I did it. Oh no, I turned it off. Ask any of the 100,000 people that were sent last year to the trauma center alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. A message from WMFO in Medford and the Foundation for a Better Life. I really have said that PSA so many times that when the system malfunctions and it turns off early, I can recite it from heart. What do we think of that? I think that's fun. This soundboard, this is dangerous. I should have never been allowed to figure out how to do this. Wow. I don't know. I've been doing my math homework, actually, while this has been going on. And I wasn't in class today, actually, but I'm understanding it. I don't think we're that far in to new material, but I'm like, this is all coming together for me. I don't know. Like, y'all better watch out, because I might become like the Sultan of Symmetry. Oh, we have fun. Anyway. We are now coming to number 4 on the Doopy Time Top 10. And the song that I have to offer for that is a song, kind of like, I don't know, it might be, I don't know, tell me if this sounds like an outlier. But, it is from a Habibi Funk album. It's like a random, like, single that I just, stumbled upon and listened to. I don't know. It's a very hopeful song. And I think a lot of these songs in this block have that kind of theme in common. Very uplifting. Very uplifting songs. Yeah. And I think we should get into it. Here's Matar al-Sabah by Ferkat al-Ard. All right. See y'all in a bit.
Mataru sabah akhrajani min jadid liusallima ala شوارع المدينة وحفنة من الرمال في قلبي لم أكن أكيدا من دربي عندما كان المطر المبكر في الشوارع النائمة يوقظ في الشوارع النائمة سجناء المدينة الطوابق العليا وكل آثام المدينة وكل آثام المدينة وكل آثام المدينة Thank you.
Coming in at number 2 on the Doopy Time Top 10, we've got Gordon's Garden Party by The Cardigans. Number 3 was Keep Cool by Winona Forever. And number 4 was Matar al-Sabah. If I may be allowed to speak extemporaneously on these songs that I just played. Keep Cool by Winona Forever. That those last 15 to 20 seconds of that song, ever since I've been listening to that song since I've been listening to that song for so long, since it was 2017. So I was 15. I don't know how I found it, but the last 20 seconds of that song, when I first heard that for the first time, I don't know, something in me shifted. It's just such a perfect, breakdown. You know what I mean? And then Gordon's Garden Party by The Cardigans has always been one of my favorites from that album, Life, released in 1995. I don't know why I specifically decided I was going to listen to this song 18 times this summer, but hey, I don't make the rules, I don't know what I do. I really don't. Before we get into our number one song, first, two things. One, I want to talk about, my top albums of the summer, as well as my top artists of the summer, because they are a bit different than the songs that I'm playing right now. There is some overlap, but not a lot. So, for example, top albums of this summer. Number three was Janet Jackson's eponymous album, Janet. I listened to that 51 times. Number two was Beats and Breaks from the Flower Patch by Kitty Craft. And number one was Car Country by Can Can. I listened to that album quite a bit this summer. I think it's their only album on Spotify, and it's so great. Shout out to Spencer on that one. It's a really good album. And then as for top artists, I'll do top five. Number five, Feeble Little Horse, 66 plays. Number four, The Cardigans, 69 plays. Number three, Acetone with 84 plays. Number two, New Jeans with 106 plays. And coming out at number one, Janet Jackson with 128 plays, because I listened to Control, Rhythm Nation, and Janet this summer for the first time. And as you can see, I definitely took to those albums quite a bit. All right, so before we get into our number one song, I'm going to play some honorable mentions, songs that, you know, didn't make the cut for the top 10, but I still think should get a special shout out anyway, starting with this one, this song released in 2020, like last year. This song is called Cardboard Box by Flo. Let's take a listen.
I think I want you anymore. There's no room for questions. I saw our panties on the bathroom floor. Been putting up with this for far too long. You ain't gonna change, boy. What's the point in stringing me along? We're done for real.
Thank you.
All right, you just got done listening to Cliff by Wednesday. Our honorable mention on our Doopy Time Top 10 Countdown. Once again, this is Doopy Time. This is not Doopy Time. This is Doopy Time. This is DJ River, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I completely messed that up, and I would love to apologize publicly on air with tears. We have come to that time of the set, not only the end, but where I have to tell you what number one is and ultimately play it. So, actually, before I do that, let me talk about, I don't know. Cliff by Wednesday. I don't know. I saw them live this summer. Great, great band. They've got big things going for them. Same with Flow. I think Cardboard Box. I don't know. I feel like I just discovered that song this summer, but it's a good one. It's a good one. It's a real good one. It's why it was an honorable mention. Oh God. I just need to say what number one is. All right. Without further ado. Number one on the Doopy Time Top 10 Countdown is, drumroll please, Crush by Solange.
So delicious.
Okay. I listened to the song Crush by Solange maybe about 20 plus times this summer. Like I said earlier, I was listening to a lot of, like, songs produced by the Neptunes, and I don't know, something about that that song specifically, I don't know. I think it's just, I don't know, maybe it's Solange, maybe it's the Neptunes, but I have just been unable to get that song out of my head since I first heard it all those months ago. And I've been listening to it pretty consistently this summer, to the point where it was the only song I listened to 20 plus times. I feel like I should point that out. I think at this point we are just delaying the inevitable, and I should really get around to playing that song. So, without the further ado, my name is DJ River, and I hope you have had a very doopy time. This is Crush by Solange. I'll check back. We'll see.
When I see you, baby.